Welcome to Uncurated Podcast, a show for visual artists and designers to share their experiences and learn from each other. I am your host, Kelly. On this podcast, you can expect interviews from extremely talented visual artists, designers, as well as engaging conversations about art and the creative industry, especially in Africa. Hi, and thank you so much for coming on Uncurated Podcast. My name is Kelly. Please introduce yourself.
Hey, Kelly. I'm Wangoe Tayuki, known as Wags or Wags the Artist on Instagram. And I guess how I would describe myself is I am a designer, a data analyst, and an environmental economist. Those are the three things I kind of focus on a day-to-day and the three things that I'm passionate about.
Oh, that's an interesting mix.
Thanks.
Yeah. I'm so excited to have you on this podcast. I remember we were both really excited just to talk about art and record.
Yeah. So when you reached out to me about this, I literally felt like it was my manifestation coming to life. Because one of my goals this year was to be on a podcast. So I literally was like, oh my goodness, it's happening.
I was so excited to be part of someone else's manifestation. I was just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
No, literally.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time I kind of came across your page is when you were making some reels that were raising awareness about different artists in Kenya, and you had tagged me in one of them. So it's really cool to see, you know, how involved you've been in that space for so long. And now that you're going beyond Instagram and now interviewing different people, it's such a cool, awesome thing. And I'm hyped to be a part of it.
Thank you. I'm generally just like an art enthusiast. I have studied design, but I feel like I fell more in love with the stories that I was hearing from other artists and other designers, like those things. Kind of meant like they gave their work so much context. So I was like, this is so interesting. Mm. So yeah, that's how I started. I actually started with a blog, which is still there. Mm. And I have other interviews I did when I was in uni, but now we've evolved and now we're on podcast now. Yeah.
That's awesome. Thanks for giving me some little backstory. It's helpful to know like why you started this.
Yeah. So initially, I had reached out to you for your art and your design. So I guess we're going to talk about that. But if your art and if your other career paths like funnel into the creative space, you're free to also talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, so are you a self-taught artist or did you go to any institution for any training?
So I'm 100% self-taught. Actually, how my art journey kind of started more seriously was during COVID. I've always been creative in some way. I'm really into music. I take my Instagram way too seriously. So before I kind of created the Wags the Artist page, I would curate my feed and have the colors aligning and be that extra person that has many photo shoots with Instagram in mind. So when COVID hit and we were kind of stuck indoors, I was exploring art in different ways. So I had an iPad, which kind of ties to my environmental journey. I got it because I was trying to go paperless. And so when COVID hit, I was looking for a new wallpaper and I decided to go to Pinterest, and I was seeing a bunch of wallpapers that kind of looked easy to illustrate. So I just decided to download Adobe Draw at the time and try and illustrate. So it was a combination of watching YouTube videos and just kind of trying it out. And that's kind of how Wags the Artist was born. So I made a page just to document, my journey with digital art. And eventually it turned into a side business, which was really exciting.
Well, that's such an interesting journey, actually.
Yeah, kind of random things coming together.
Yeah, I feel like when we went into lockdown, everyone was trying to like learn a new skill, and not a lot of people actually got to the point of actually mastering that skill. So I feel like I should congratulate you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been pretty wild. I remember the first time somebody like reached out to me and was like, "Hey, can I pay you to do this?" And I was like, obviously full of imposter syndrome and a bit confused because, you know, I had just started, I was self-taught. This is not something that I was exploring heavily, but I was putting a lot of time into it because aside from work, that's basically all I was doing. But it was just such a surreal feeling, and I don't know, it's just like a testament to consistency really helps you break through and, as you said, like master something.
Yeah.
Because honestly, it was just that I was practicing all the time.
Yeah.
When I watch TV, I'm illustrating. When I'm like sitting in the living room talking to my roommates, I'm like, I have my iPad there. And then when lockdown started easing up, we could go to parks and I would just bring my iPad to like illustrate different things. So consistency is the secret sauce.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah, that's so true. That's so true.
Yeah.
Creatively, like, what are some of the inspirations that you draw from? Like, what are some of the things that inspire your illustrations?
So I would say definitely other artists. I feel like when I first started, I was following so many different illustrators, both on Pinterest and like Instagram. And I was also following a lot of like photographers. I tend to love color, so I would, you know, tend towards people who use bold colors, have very like striking images. I also would skew towards like black artists or people who would capture black people, just because representation is important to me and it just felt right. And then nature. So I love plants, I love the environment, I love trees. So that's kind of become a core part of my illustration style over the year or so.
You mentioned that you love plants. So I was on your website. I was on your website and I saw some of your 2021 goals. And there was educate by illustrating on an environmental children's book. So
Yeah.
where are we at with that goal?
So actually, that's a super interesting story. That's something that I feel like is a def like a stretch goal, and I haven't done it yet. So somebody reached out to me last year, actually, wanting me to illustrate a children's book, but it wasn't to do with anything with the environment. And then somebody else reached out to me to illustrate like a deck of cards for them that had a little bit to do with the environment, but both opportunities fell through. It was a really interesting time where one of them fell through just because I guess it didn't work out with the person who wanted me to work with them. And the other one, I had to like give up because I literally just wasn't in the headspace to take on such a huge project. So yeah, it's been those two projects are actually like an interesting part of like how I failed as an illustrator, but failing in the sense that I didn't complete the project, but there was lots to learn from those experiences about, you know, my capacity and also like thinking about the people that I'm going to work with. I feel like having a relationship or at least like a good relationship with somebody you're going to work with is really important. And also just being in the right mental state to take on a project is really important. I wouldn't want to take on a project when I can't like deliver it to a certain standard. So yeah, not done that yet, but maybe in the next couple of years.
Okay, I feel like both stories are important. Like, we can't all just
Yeah,
focus about
absolutely.
like all the wins. We also have to balance it out and be like,
Exactly.
this is real life, you know?
Exactly. It's like not every day winning. Some days we lose.
Yeah, I mean, so the end of the world.
Exactly. It felt like the end of the world at the time, you know,
Yeah,
but
true.
in retrospect, it wasn't.
Yeah. Okay. So is okay, I'm pretty sure now that you've mentioned that you have a job outside of having your own creative career. So what else do you said, okay, you've mentioned that you're an environmentalist and also you're a digital analyst. So mm-hmm. do those two things feed into the creative space, or do they influence each other, or are they like totally separate things?
So I would describe myself as a journalist. I like a bunch of things. And sometimes I find it hard to pick one, if that makes sense. But something interesting that's been happening recently is I've been able to kind of converge my worlds by discovering user experience design. So I work at Africa's Pocket, as I mentioned. And what Africa's Pocket is, it's a platform that's aiming to make it easier for Africans to invest. And we do things like financial literacy through courses. We have different tools, and we're also helping people invest in different assets. And the beauty is, as I've been in that role, I've done, you know, things from like marketing, fundraising, customer strategy. But when I discovered UX, I was really excited because it also brought in that creative element that I was doing on the side. As you mentioned as well, I love data. So I love to kind of look at numbers, and I think it's because I'm a pretty emotional person. So data kind of helps you rationalize or have an unbiased view of something. So with UX, I felt like there was a creative side through, you know, creating and designing websites or apps. There's also that data side of like researching to find out what users want. And with environmentalism, I think the most exciting part for me is sustainability. And so just reframing that slightly to think about helping people build a sustainable financial plan at Africa's Pocket. So that's kind of how my worlds are coming together at the moment.
This is actually quite interesting because I am also a person who has like a multitude of interests, and sometimes you feel like maybe I should be focusing on this more, maybe I should master one, and you know, I feel like it's so encouraging when you meet someone else who is similar and is actually like out there in the world. So I feel like people would also be encouraged to like feed into your interests, you know, like don't try and like suppress it and be like, no, I need to like focus on one thing. You can be multifaceted and still, you know, make something amazing.
Absolutely. And one thing one of my friends told me that sticks with me all the time, because I definitely also feel that battle between like, should I be a generalist or a specialist? Like, what's right, what's better, what's more attractive to like everyone else? But she said, like, don't let people put you in a box. I think the reason being a specialist was so attractive to me is I just want to like meet someone and be like, this is what I do, it's plain and simple, everyone understands it. Because crafting my story is something that I've struggled with a lot, and I'm still continuing to learn how to kind of express all my different interests without sounding like, I don't know, all over the place. I love that you use the word multifaceted. That's such a powerful word to kind of claim the idea that, you know, you can do more than one thing and it's okay. So awesome. I'm so like glad that you relate to that, that feeling.
Yeah. We're so similar. I feel like even after this podcast, I'm still going to be like, you know, what's up? Like, trust me, I'm just like, okay, yeah, because like I had started doing this course, what's this course called, Digital Analyst by Google, because I was just so like interested. I just started like learning SQL like for fun, and it's like a weird thing when I tell people, I'm like, yeah, like SQL is like data and like coding is interesting, and they're like,
oh, yeah, yeah,
but you are a designer. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, I'm still a designer.
And that's too, yeah. Wait, that's so cool. Yeah. What drew you to learn SQL?
Actually, there's this course in, is it called UCL? It's a university in London. It's sustainable heritage with data science. So I was thinking,
that's because, so interesting.
Yeah, because I like to study like cultural heritage in Africa. I was like, maybe this course is actually interesting. It's like mixing, you know, like humanities and tech. So I was like, okay, this is interesting. But when I started reading of like the alumni, most of them go and do PhDs or like just go into research because they have like nowhere to plug in because of how like niche and so specific it is. So it's either you start your own thing or you just go ahead and be like a researcher or something. So I don't know, I was on the fence with that, but I was, but as I started learning better analysis, like I just got like hooked. So I just continued.
I also like a similar thing of like, it's just super interesting to dig into numbers and like research. And I have a similar thing of randomly learning SQL. It was part of one of the internships that I did, but just digging into that just like unlocked a different side of like, oh, interesting. You can look at numbers differently. You can like query information to find like specific things. It was just really, it was like puzzles or problem solving, which was really fun.
Yeah. So what are some of the projects you've done so far that were exciting to you?
So I think I would say my first pop-up was really exciting. So I did a Mother's Day pop-up at Westgate last year. And I was selling my illustrations on cards and notebooks and totes. It was just my first experience of like selling my digital art in a physical form. And I got to meet like such random people. Some people literally were like, oh my gosh, I've been following you on Instagram. And I was like, oh my goodness, that's so cool. Some were like complete strangers who were just like, oh my goodness, like this is amazing. I remember the first person to buy something from me like bought one of everything. And I was very like shook and excited. So I think, yeah, that was definitely one of my favorite projects. Something else that I'm doing right now is working and learning to design on Figma. So before, I think the end of last year, all the kind of digital art that I had done was on my iPad, mainly on Adobe Draw. But at the end of last year, I started to teach myself how to use Figma. And I'm just like in this journey of like exploring what it means to, you know, design a website from scratch, or think about like what it takes to design an app. So it's not a project per se, but it's just the like experience of learning a new software that's really exciting.
Okay, that's amazing. One of everything. That's just so kind.
I know, right? Yeah. So extra, I love it.
So I actually noticed that you've done quite a bit of press, which, you know, congratulations.
Thank you.
I wanted to know, how has it impacted? I'm assuming that this press you were doing was for your creative work, yes?
Yes, it was.
Yes. So how has it impacted your creative career in terms of like sales and exposure?
Awesome. So I think sales are hard to track. I couldn't attribute like any direct sale to one of those experiences, but there's been a huge impact on like my reach, my following, people who reach out to me after I did both NRG Radio and KTN. So when I did NRG, I like literally, when I logged off or when the interview ended, I think I got like 500 followers. It was insane. I couldn't believe, like I opened my phone and like I had so many followers. So that definitely had a huge impact on my Instagram. And I would get a lot of queries, not necessarily for orders, but for questions on my experience or how I started or what like software I use, which was a really cool thing to go through. And then after the TV appearance, I think I got more pop-ups and events reaching out to me, which was really interesting. I think those are like the two main things that have happened in response to the media appearances.
If you were to collaborate with any artist, any Kenyan or African artist, who would it be?
Oh, this is such a tough question. There's so many amazing people. I'm really obsessed with PN Draws on Instagram. Yeah. So Do you know her page?
Yeah.
Precious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. I like met her at an event. This is me fangirling, so if she listens to this, it's be really cool and funny. I met her at an event and I literally was awestruck because I was like, oh my goodness, I love your stuff. I feel like we have very different styles, but I would be so curious to see how we could collaborate. So I think I would say her.
Okay, yeah, you are the second person to want to collaborate with her on this podcast.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah. No, it's amazing to see how all of us are just like fanning over the same people. Because I personally love her work.
Me too. I'm just awestruck by it.
Yeah.
When she shares her process of how she kind of puts things together, I'm always so blown away by the thought that like intentionality of like different things and how she kind of takes different things and brings them together to create such beautiful pieces.
Yeah.
So shook. Shook and inspired.
Yeah. You have merch. What type of merch do you have?
So I'm actually in a very interesting place with my merch right now. All the things that I have live in the boot of my car.
Oh,
yeah. I'm trying to do better. I know. I'm trying to figure out how to kind of not do that so that either people can get them from a certain place or order them online and kind of have them delivered. I'm in this like weird space with this. So, you know, if anyone is listening to this or if you have any like plugs on where I can look into shelf space or logistics, you know, plug your girl because I'm doing very badly. But in terms of what I have cards, notebooks. I might have a couple totes as well. And I have some prints as well.
Thank you. I'm sure some listeners will have some ideas for you because I had, I can't remember what it's called, but they're there, the shelves are there.
Yeah, because I'm doing a very bad job. It's been, I think since the beginning of the year, if I'm not even, since like February, this has been my situation. So I should try to do better this month. This is my PSA to do better.
Yeah, okay, I'm sure you'll be fine.
Honestly, I just now want to like ask you questions about how you're a generalist, but I don't know if you want that on the episode.
Oh yeah, you can ask me questions.
That's awesome. Like, why a podcast? I guess what was like happening with the blog where you're like, okay, I want to branch out into a podcast?
Well, I feel like the podcast is actually easier to it's easier, it's the conversation is flowing better, because in writing I wasn't like writing like question and answer, it's more of like a narration. So for me it was just easier to talk to someone
it's nicer. And how do you kind of find different creatives to interview? What's that process like for you?
Honestly, it's just Instagram and LinkedIn and...
Oh, cool.
And friends of friends. And yeah, basically, like, if I interviewed you and then you'd be like, oh, do you know any other creative person who'd be interested?
This person. Yeah.
But like, I have experienced, like, rejection and some being like, no, I don't want to do that, me. So, yeah. So, you know, you just go with whoever is willing to
and keep it pushing to share.
I personally think it's a fun idea, but also there are some artists who, you know, they're very young in their career, so they'll be like, oh, I don't know what to say, so there's also that. It's purely just interest, to be honest. And curiosity.
Yeah, honestly, you have to be super curious to chit-chat with random people about art. You have to be super into art and super into people.
Yeah.
Have you ever had an episode where, like, you felt like there were too many crickets and so you didn't post it? Like, it was just, like, an awkward interview?
Yes. I have them. They're here.
like, don't.
Honestly,
like, they're just sitting on my laptop.
They're here. Like, honestly, like, sometimes I'm just like, I just tell them, like, oh, the audio was corrupted. No.
Like, sorry.
Yeah, maybe next time when you have time. Okay. But oh my god, like, sometimes there's one actually that, like, kind of, I think it was like in the beginning, it made me really sad because it was like, you know, the artist didn't feel like like my podcast, obviously it was new, so I think this artist was like, oh, I think the attitude this artist was giving me was like, oh, I should be talking in like a bigger platform. So this artist was saying things like, I don't even care like if you post it or not because it won't like affect my work. I was like, wow, okay. I mean,
weird vibes.
Yeah, what?
I was like, okay, then
also,
like,
just how do you know what the future of this podcast is? Why are you minimizing my growth?
I know, like, you don't know who I know, like, you know.
Literally, not even that, but so many people, as I said, consistency is a secret sauce, right? So you can literally just be doing this. You release your episodes periodically for like a year and then you just blow up. Like, you know what I mean? Because people are like, yes, the creative scene in Africa is booming. We want to, you know, hear more about what people were doing last year and how it kind of got to where it is. Like, you literally never know, so don't come at me with your limiting beliefs.
I know, like, in my head I was like, I wish you just said no from the beginning, like, what is the point, you know, as in,
but,
oh my god. So yeah, I've had some characters on here. So if someone wanted to reach out to you for a collab or to buy something, how would they be able to reach you?
I still think my Instagram, so Wags the Artist, is the best place. I went through a period where I wasn't checking it super often, but now I'm back to checking it, you know, periodically. So yeah, just DM me. Always open to chat about art. I think it's such a cool way to express yourself and learn from each other and tell stories, as you mentioned in the beginning.
Mm. Okay, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Amazing. You're most welcome. This was awesome. Have a fantastic rest of your evening and thanks for having me.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. This has been Uncurated Podcast. We will be uploading a new episode every week. So follow our Instagram page, uncurated.podcast, for updates and more fun creative content. Enjoy the rest of your week.